Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Recent high school graduates undecided about their next step have an opportunity to give back. City Year Sacramento is a nonprofit organization that partners with campuses across Sacramento City Unified School District. The mission is to help those disproportionately affected by the lack of school resources and students growing up in low-income households. The program recruits and trains young adults to serve as AmeriCorps ambassadors for 1 year, to work as mentors and tutors for K-12 students. Macy Amisa McKinney is the executive director of City Year Sacramento and joins us to discuss the program's goal of bridging the opportunity gap for all students so they can succeed in school. Good morning, Macy.
Good morning, Vicki.
And you are a City Year Sacramento alum as well, correct?
I am. I was part of City Year Sacramento's founding core, actually, back in 2012.
So how do you explain this program to people who may be learning about it for the first time?
Great. So as I'm still explaining to my mother and my grandmother, I said, so we essentially recruit young people, as you said, ages 17 to 25 to serve as full-time tutors and mentors here in schools in Sacramento. So we're there before the bell rings to greet students as they're starting their day. We support throughout the day in the classrooms doing one-on-one, small group support, really just providing that additional human capacity that a lot of the schools that we are serving in are lacking. And so really trying to bridge the gap for resources and additional support for those students furthest from opportunity.
Well, let's go back to that inaugural year, which you were a part of. What was going on in your life and what you wanted to accomplish, what you were uncertain about that led to being part of City Year?
Yeah, so I actually had just recently graduated from college myself and was really looking for an opportunity to give back. I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. I knew I liked working with youth. Wasn't necessarily sure about teaching, but was really open to exploring what other opportunities might exist in the education sector. And so decided to really take a year of just immersing myself in a school campus and really getting to work with students. And I think what really kind of kept me with City Year was getting to see the impact that we have on students, the lives that are changed, students that might have had their head down, might have been a little reluctant to participate, kind of get the confidence and courage to just like show up in a classroom, to raise their hand, ask a question, to ask for help when they needed it. And then just wanted to be part of continuing to make sure like there were City Years after me who were going to be able to keep showing up. So the students that I worked with the second grade, that they'd have someone when they got to eighth grade who was still going to be there to kind of provide that additional support, really trying to make sure they stayed on track to graduate.
Yeah, it clearly was a formative experience for you because you are still at it and now you're the executive director of City Year Sacramento. How has it evolved over more than a decade now?
So I would say, if anything, we've really been able to just deepen our impact. So when we started, we had a core of about 50 core members, I said, and then we're supposed to have a core of 66, and we actually currently have a core of 24. And so that's one of the reasons I'm here. I said recruitment has definitely been challenging. But really, we've been able to focus and like laser in on just what does it mean to serve our community. And so really trying to make sure that we're listening to our principals, to our teachers about what their needs are, to our parents and our students about what those needs are, and how are we making sure that we're responsive. So if something's not working, we're able to tailor that, but also using a lot of data. City Year is a national organization and has 30 years of research that they've been able to collect about what's working, what's not working, the interventions that we're providing. But we also do a lot of enrichment. So our focus has really widened beyond just academics. We do a lot of social-emotional support. We know that coming out of COVID, that's a really big need for our students right now. It's just reintegrating into school campus, getting that confidence, helping them to make friends, learning how to navigate conflict, just things that kind of come up, but being able to do that with a trusted adult kind of by their side.
Mm. You know, given that you knew that you wanted to give back, and I would imagine City Year members as well, they all have that desire. You know, when you actually went through the process and over now 11 or 12 years later, you know, going through it year in and year out, you know, what is often missing from the conversation about the support that youth need in schools?
That is a great question. And I would say I think the thing that is missing is just, I think a lot of times there's a lot of blame that is placed on just different parties about why kids aren't learning and what are some of those barriers. But I think it's being able to commit to action, even despite some of the, I guess, tension that might exist, whether that's with district and parents and teachers and things like that. But it's really just about working together. So one of our kind of values at City are students first, collaboration always. And it's how do we look beyond the differences of the folks who might be in the room to make sure we're centering the needs of our students first. And so how do we kind of set ego aside and other maybe personal agendas to make sure that we're actually listening to the needs of our community and supporting their needs. I think our communities know best. A lot of our members might not come from the state. They might not come from the city. And so we're guests on our campuses, and I try to remind folks of that all the time. But making sure that those closest to the problem usually know the solution. Our job is really just to make sure that we can provide the additional resources and support to help them execute on that.
Yeah, I mean, given that this is a nonprofit and you're working with Sac City Unified School District, how do you work in tandem with the school district and school staff?
Yeah, so we actually consider our school partners to be very critical to our mission. And so when we kind of start our year, we work with our school principals to identify what are their needs and priorities this year. And so the services that we're providing on Fernbacon Middle School may look a little bit different than what we're providing at Oak Ridge Elementary. And so we kind of work with them to identify what are our priorities. If it's attendance, how do we really lean into that and support making sure students are getting to school on time? For others, it might be social-emotional learning. And so how are we able to incentivize and create spirit weeks and things to get kids excited about coming to school, but also to reinforce a lot of that learning that they're doing, that our teachers are doing in the classroom and that parents are doing at home.
So are you essentially on campus all day?
We are. So they start their day about 7:30 and serve until about 5:30. So it's a fairly long day, but it allows us to form those relationships that are really important. And I think that's one of the unique things about City Air. Because we're there all day, longer than a lot of the teachers and after school staff, we're that one consistent presence on campus, literally the entire time a student is on campus. They're some of the first faces they see when they get there, and we're some of the last faces they see when they leave.
Yeah, I mean, Sac City Unified, there's more than 75% of students are on free or reduced lunch, mm-hmm. you know, when I last checked. And then it's also a school district that is incredibly diverse. You know, people come from multiple backgrounds, even refugee populations. You know, where does City Year fit in helping these students, you know, navigate, you know, potentially cultural differences? And they're also, they're young, they're kids.
They are. And so I think that is part of the magic of City Air. So like I said, we're recruiting 17 to 25-year-olds, and so we call them near peers. They're not that far removed from elementary and middle school themselves, where they can still remember that experience. They can relate to kind of some of the pop culture and things that are going on. And really, I think kids see them as a friend, as a mentor, someone who's not too far removed that they can share some things and struggles with and challenges. But I think the diversity of City Year is also another thing. Our core population is fairly similar to the students that we serve. One of the big reasons we're trying to recruit from our community is so that there are folks who have similar experiences to that of our students, kind of support them with things that they're going through. But we do support with some of the language needs that are coming on. I know that some of our students, there's a large immigrant population, as you mentioned, and so sometimes it's core members who can help with translating. They're kind of sitting with students, helping them to figure out, like, how do I navigate school in America for the first time? What is it that my teacher's asking my classmates? They're helping them make friends with other kids. Where it's just some things that make school a lot easier, right? School's a lot more fun if I have a friend, as someone to share that experience with.
You mentioned that recruitment has been a challenge in recent years and has gone down. What are the biggest challenges with when it comes to outreach?
I think just making sure that folks know who we are and what it is that we're doing. Coming out of COVID, like I said, we do a lot of in-person recruitment on a lot of college campuses. And so just getting back to in-person recruitment this last year has kind of been our big focus. But really, it's just making sure that folks know that City Air is a viable option. I think there's a lot of job opportunities right now. And so while we might not be paying the highest salary or whatnot, I think there's a lot of richness that comes from just the experience. And I know that's kind of the part that I valued much. It was knowing that the trade-off was I may not be making a lot of money now, but I really felt like it helped me accelerate my career and figure out what I wanted to do in a supportive, an extremely supportive environment. I have mentors, I have tutors, folks who I met in City Air who are still very integral to kind of just my professional development now.
What has been some of the most meaningful feedback that you've received from former City Year members?
I think people will say that City Year is a hard experience, and not to discredit, but it is an extremely rewarding experience. I think you learn so much about yourself. We come to serve and really to be of service to others. And I think you're surprised by how much you get out of it in return. And sometimes it feels like you may get a little bit more than what you gave. And our members give a lot. And so I think that's saying quite a bit. But just knowing that it helps think about the relationships that I form. How do I work across lines of difference? How do I have empathy for someone who might come from an entirely different background from me? And those are skills that are going to serve you the rest of your life.
Yeah. I mean, I think often in life, the most rewarding parts of our life are typically come from being uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. Like growth isn't usually a comfortable thing.
It is not.
When it comes to who you're looking for, so if someone's listening to this and they're actually interested and they want to learn more, who are you looking for as an ideal candidate?
Yes. So first, you have to be 17 to 25. But really, folks who are service-minded. And so I think know that it is a commitment. You're working a 9.5-hour day with on a team. And so I said we have a lot of former camp counselors. Athletes, I think, are usually like really great core members. If there's that team feel to like the work that we're doing, kind of working together to reach a larger collective goal. But really, I would say anyone who's interested has a passion for working with youth, education, trying to figure out what exactly it is that they want to do. We really want to be that support to, as you're giving back to the community, to kind of also support you in figuring out what your next steps are in your own journey.
And what is the application process? Is there a timeline?
So our next application deadline is May 5th. So that is next Friday. And then after that, we'll be going into rolling admissions throughout the summer. So that essentially is a 2-week cycle. After you submit your application, we'll kind of follow up, interview, and try to make sure that you get that offer letter as soon as possible.
Yeah, what's also happening next week is a fundraising event for City Year Sacramento. It is Ripples of Hope, and it's going to be at the California Museum. So tell us about it.
Yeah, so Ripples of Hope is our annual fundraising gala, as you mentioned. And so we will be at the California Museum. We have two honorees will present with the Doris Matsui Spirit of Service Award. So Doris Consuelo Matsui is a big champion of service, not only of City Year, but AmeriCorps nationally. And so we have an award named in her honor. So we'll be presenting Chief Service Officer Josh Friday, who serves with California Volunteers under the Office of the Governor. And then we'll also be presenting Kenny Thomas, who's a former NBA player who played 11 seasons in the NBA, but also 6 of those with the Kings. And so he's one of our board members, a big champion in the community for youth sports and really creating opportunities for youth to further themselves through sports and education.
Sounds like a fun event. Macy, yes. It was so nice meeting you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for taking the time. Macy Amisa McKinney is the Senior Vice President and the Executive Director of City Year Sacramento. Up next, California is ramping up a farm-to-school program which connects students with free, locally sourced meals on campus. We'll hear from first partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom and legendary chef Alice Waters, as well as understand the challenges school staff face in implementing this plan. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.